Chefs last week. We'll be speaking to various players in the alcohol space this week to help us entertain ourselves at home, as we should be ringing in the new year in the safety and privacy of our own homes. Starting us off this week is Caitlin Hill. Caitlin is the Remy Contreras Education Manager for Middle East and Africa, as well as the Cocktail Queen, as she calls herself. Caitlin, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me.
What is an education manager for a Remy Contreras do?
So Remy Contreras is one of the largest alcohol producers in the world. We own a few distilleries. And my job basically is to educate the on-trade environment, so such as your bartenders, waiters, bar managers, etc., on our brands, as well as to educate our clients and our consumers, you know, whether it's telling them how to make a cocktail or at a whiskey festival or a gin and tonic festival, that type of thing, and to communicate the brands within their guidelines and not, make them want things.
Not a bad job, Caitlin.
Not a bad job at all.
Quite a fun job indeed. Now, as I indicated, many of us will be discouraged, I suppose, from going out to venues we would normally go to go and ring in the new year, which means if I'm having two or three people over at my place, I need to learn a thing or two about making cocktails. Are there any absolute secrets that you know should be an essential part of any good cocktail that you are serving at home?
Look, if you're going to make a cocktail at home, and hopefully you are, I definitely recommend that you look at the quality of the spirit that you're using. If you have a good quality base, it's going to make everything taste fantastic. And just whenever you're using even any fresh ingredients, to make sure that that's also good quality, because it's going to enhance the flavor of your drink.
A lot of people like, I have two, I suppose, extremes as far as friends are concerned, right? People who like to experiment and throw in as much flavor and variety into one cocktail as is possible. That's on the one extreme. The others who say, you know what, if I have bought a good gin, for example, the gin should do the work.
The trick,
primarily. And then you disguise it, if you like, as minimally as possible, because like steak, if you buy a good steak, you don't need basting around that steak, because a steak will do will do what it needs to do. Where on the spectrum do you lie, Caitlin? Do you prefer less ingredients in your cocktail, or the more the better?
Look, I tend to agree, but also within saying that, I'd like to try spirits neat first to kind of understand them, to get familiar with them, and then perhaps if I'm going to make a cocktail, I'll maybe add flavors that will enhance what's already existing in the spirit, or something that I taste in the spirit, or something that might pair very well. So for instance, if I use like a really smoky whiskey, you know, something citrusy is going to go really well with that. Like I've had a lemon meringue tart, you know, paired with a really smoky whiskey on the rocks before. Or, you know, if I'm going to have a gin and tonic, I'll probably have maybe just two garnishes and a really good quality tonic water. So I tend to agree that less is more. But if you're going to add flavors, try and look for flavors that already exist in the spirit that you're going to be using.
Are the cocktails that work better in the summer atmosphere and climate we're enjoying in the Southern Hemisphere now more so than others?
Sure. You want to make something that's a little bit more light, refreshing. And for instance, you know, we have Cointreau in our portfolio, and that's an orange liqueur, and we're treating it as like a white spirit. You know, you do a little Cointreau and tonic, maybe a bit of fresh orange and some basil with like strawberries. And it's going to be fun, like on, you know, what you see, but also what you taste. And it's going to work perfect, like for a day by the pool.
And those should be made fresh, right? You can't pre-mix them like a punch and then serve them en masse to people.
You could definitely make a nice punch. And then what I would say, if you want to do something like that, put like your tonic water, your mixer, whatever, on the side so that it doesn't go flat. And, you know, then people can add in, they can dash as they prefer, as opposed to, you know, putting too much. I think often what happens with spirit and mixed drinks, like with a mixer, is that there tends to be too much of the mixer and you lose the flavor of the spirit.
And that is sacrilege, right? You should never lose the flavor of the spirit. Otherwise, what's the point?
Exactly. 100%.
What are you going to be serving yourself and whoever you gather with on New Year's Eve, this New Year's Eve?
So one of my all-time favorite cocktails is a sidecar, and that's with a cognac, fresh lemon juice, and an orange liqueur. So I love to make mine with Remy Martin 1738 Accord, Cointreau as my orange liqueur, and fresh lemon juice, and a bit of caster sugar. You shake all of that up, and you serve it in a coupe, which for me, a coupe is always like a nice glass that you have like on New Year's Eve. It's something I've always associated with celebrations, and it's honestly a really well-balanced cocktail. Not too sweet, not too tart, and the spirits shine through really well.
And it sounds and reads like a cocktail that you really do want to sip away at and take your time and not rush it and down it, as some people might be tempted to.
Yeah. And then if I'm looking for something maybe a little bit longer, like that I could drink for a little bit longer, I might do like a whiskey and soda highball. So my go-to whiskey is Classic Lady from Brick Lady, a little bit of fresh lemon juice chopped up with soda water. Again, super light and refreshing, but like the spirit is really there talking to you the whole time throughout.
At this point, it's important to note that you do need to use very good quality tonic water, right?
Yes. So anytime I have like a Cointreau and tonic or a gin and tonic with a botanist gin, I always look for a good quality tonic water. Fever Tree being one of my favorite brands on a global perspective. But I think, you know, when I work with international brands behind me, I try to use local brands with my mixers. There's one that's called Cinchona, and there's also one that's called Barker and Quinn. And those ones both have less sugar than what you would find in your common tonic waters, which again, if you have a lot of sugar in your drink, it's going to mask what the spirit flavor is. So if that's what you're looking to do, that's fine. But for me, I want to taste the spirit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink, but even I would want to taste the spirit. Otherwise, what is the point, right? Imagine having a beautiful, I don't know, 15-year-old something that you just like literally disguising with a lot of sugar on top. It's not going to work. And I imagine, Kathleen, the last bit of advice, the sooner you go shopping, the better, because the stores are going to be clogged up as we edge closer to that 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, when it would be the last time for us to go buy alcohol.
100%. And I think if you can, you know, try and order online, like, and inevitably it kind of supports more local business that way as well, and you're putting yourself and others at less risk. It can be something that's delivered to you. Plan ahead. I think that comes from like bartending in general for me. You know, I bartended before working with Remy Cointreau, and basically you're spending the first half of your day preparing for like, you know, 6 hours of busyness, and then you're just cleaning up afterwards. So it's just always planning. So definitely get to the shops or order online if you can beforehand.
Indeed. Kathleen, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful new year. Kathleen Hill is the education manager for the Middle East and Africa for Remy Cointreau, as well as Cocktail Queen, spelt with, K for the cocktail, and then Queen, K-W-E-E-N. You can find her on social media. That's just some of the ideas that she has for the cocktails you might want to be serving your rather small gathering at home come New Year's Eve.